The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware 503.
How would you like an easy way to reinforce your mantras? If so, then why not make your password your mantra? Get Dana's list of 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantra password. This is a list of 100 secure mantra passwords in the categories of wealth, love, travel, and fitness. Get 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantra password. Imagine how many times a day you type your password. What better way to reinforce your mantra? Get your free list of 100 mantra passwords at danawild.com/mantra password.
Hello, hello, hello. Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. Hey, I have a really good one for you today. Someone wrote in, I have a very specific question about getting clients. And it has to do, especially when you've been doing the mindset work, how do you get clients? So I want to just have you hear what was specifically said. And by the way, if you ever want to have your question answered on the show, you just go to danawild.com/guest, danawild.com/guest, and you'll see there's a form you can fill out to get your question answered. So the question is, what one problem would you like to solve now? And this person answered, how do I find my target market, nurses who overdrink, and get them to sign up for my 6-week online coaching program? My life would be so much better if I could fix this. What is it? Getting clients. What are the things I've tried to fix this situation? Answer, I have a mantra. I've done Facebook Lives. I have a blog. Other information you need to know about my life in order to make this personal and specific to me. Here's her answer. I have been doing some kind of affirmations, emotional visualization for most of my 54 years. I learned about law of attraction about 5 years ago. Anytime I'm not learning something specific to marketing or with a patient, I'm listening to and working on my mindset and emotions. Is there anything else you'd like to share? My mantra is that I have 10 clients to test drive my Stop Over Drinking program because I know how to reach and connect with my clients. Okay, familiarity with Train Your Brain Level 6. So I think you're going to like what I've got to say today. And what's nice about this particular question is this really applies to anything that you want in your life ever, right? This goes for everybody, whether you want to lose weight or you want more money or you want more clients or you want a relationship or whatever you want, what I'm going to share is going to pertain to this directly, okay? So what do we know about mantras and about the way the brain works and how we think? What we know is that whatever we're focused on or whatever we're thinking about continually, your brain says, this is important to you. You're thinking about this all the time. And I'm going to be looking for more of this. So we could say that if you are saying a mantra, I have 10 clients to test drive my program. I know how to reach and connect with my clients. But you're really feeling like this isn't working. I need clients. I want to have clients. So it's kind of like every time you use a mantra or you say a mantra to make something happen, then you end up reinforcing the opposite. And so let me give you an example of what I mean. So let's start out with talking a little bit about what would you really be saying? What would you really be thinking if you had 10 clients to test drive your over-drinking program because you know how to reach and connect with clients? You wouldn't be saying that. What you probably would really be saying is, oh my gosh, everything's going so good. It's so awesome. My business is rocking. Things are finally working out. I love this. I can't believe it. It's so cool. Something has shifted and my business is awesome. Right? That's what you would really be saying. And so when you get into that feeling place of that, so start out step one, figure out what you would really be saying if you had achieved what you want to achieve. So somebody asks you, how are things? how are things going? You wouldn't say, well, I have 10 clients to test drive my, because I know how to reach and connect. You wouldn't say that. What you would say is, how are things going? You'd go, oh my gosh, they're going so good. Things are so awesome. People are signing up left and right. I finally figured out my marketing method. Things are so cool. I love it. My business is great. It's rocking. I feel like I'm doing everything I've always been meant to do. Life is so good. Okay, so those are a bunch of sentences and a bunch of words that you'd probably really be saying. So step two is get into the feeling place of that. Get into the feeling place of that. So what do I mean by that? Here's where I'm going to give you the example. I am a vegan. And so if I was out and I saw a magazine that said, how to become a vegan, 10 steps to giving up meat, I would never pick up that magazine and I would never read that article because I've been a vegan for a long time. I know it. I'm it. It's already part of me. It's who I am. And so think about sometimes when we're out there and we're looking for that next marketing idea and we're researching that next thing and we're looking for this magic pill, this one thing that's going to get us the clients we want to do the thing, sometimes all we're doing is telling our brains, we're not that yet. We're not that yet. So get into the feeling place of what would you really be thinking and what would you really be doing and what would you really be feeling if what you had was really happening. So that's the homework, right? Maybe you would be saying things to yourself like, you know what? I'm really liking this. Things are working and my work is paying off and it's been so fun. I love that I've studied so much and I feel like I've assimilated enough and I've learned a lot. And so now I'm just going to sit back and relax and just allow it all to happen, right? I love that things have shifted and it's starting to shift and things are moving in the right direction now. And people are starting to find me and I feel so good. I feel like I've kind of turned the corner on this, okay? Your brain knows what you mean when you say something has shifted. So instead of a mantra that's so specific, I have my 10 clients, start just saying, wow, something shifted. Something has shifted. This is so cool. Something has shifted. Your brain knows. Third thing, start focusing only on what's going right, 100% what's going right. Every single day, make a list of at least 3, but if you can, 10 things that are going right. Because when you start making that list, wow, I heard the best podcast today. Oh my gosh, Dana picked my thing and that's going right. And I love that I can just relax around this. That's going right. And I heard from an old client today. I got a card in the mail from somebody. I saw a webinar that I loved. I had a free coaching call with somebody and we connected. Like all of the things that are going right for you, make that list and think about that and think only about that. Because when you do that, when you think only about that, you train your brain to think that your life is so flippin' awesome and that things are going right for you and that what you want is coming to you. And remember, everything I just said, this doesn't just pertain to getting clients. It pertains to anything you want. Number one, figure out what would you really be saying if you had what you wanted. Number two, get into the feeling place of it. Get into the feeling place of it. What would that person really be thinking and feeling and doing and living and existing? And then 3, focus only on what's going right. And with that, that's the magic formula. That's how your brain supports you. That's how your brain makes it happen. And you can start that right now. And you can be a master at it by the end of the day. Isn't that fun to know? This isn't something that's going to take you 10 years to become a master at. And it's not necessary to work so hard to manifest things because guess what? Everything is working out for you. Everything is aligning. You are on the path. You're better now than you were a year ago and better than you were 5 years ago and better than that than 10 years ago. You've got a good mission. You're doing good work out there. Allow it to unfold and allow it to happen. People are out there needing what you have to offer and you're exactly the right person to deliver it to them. And so start those positive mantras flowing in a way that feels real and natural and as if it's done. I've arrived. Something has shifted. Things are so good. I love my life. I'm living my dreams. It's all working out for me. And we'll see you next time on The Mindware.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that. Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. Great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.